Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWR, looking at my driver's license here. And first thing I notice is that it's up for renewal on my birthday, August 11th of this year. Second thing is that, man, was I fat. And thirdly, in the lower right-hand corner, most importantly, I see the little red heart with donor on it, which means I am an organ donor. And you can designate that on your driver's license. Nicole Labadat joins us now, Executive Director of the Legacy Donor Foundation. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Did I get even close on your last name?
You did it perfect.
Wow.
You said it. Yeah.
You know what they say about nearsighted squirrels and so forth. April is National Donate Life Month. And I mentioned that I saw the little red heart on my driver's license, and it's very easy, simple thing to do. Tell me about National Donate Life Month, and then we'll get on with the rest. Well, we'll talk more about the rest of it.
Right. So, yes, like you said, it's celebrated every April. It's a time that local and national activities are really planned, not only to educate, but also encourage Americans to register as a donor, also to consider a living donation, as well as to celebrate those who have already saved and healed lives through donation.
I know people personally that have lost children that have taken great comfort in the fact that their child lives on in a way because of donation. And it's not just organs, right?
Right. No, organ, eye, and tissue. You know, you can give life to others through organ donation, which really does, like you said, in a time of someone's deepest grief and just and hurt, it gives light to know that someone else is not losing a child or a family member because you've made that just very generous decision to donate someone's organs. But also tissue and cornea donation really just enhance and improve the quality of life. We often forget about things like dental procedures or, ligaments and other types of reconstructive surgeries that happen that do require all types of tissue donation. So we are talking about life-saving, but you're also talking about life-enhancing just by putting that heart on your license to symbolize you want to make an impact in someone's life.
Who can be a donor, Nicole?
Anyone. There are some stipulations in regards to, at that time, just determining someone's medical state, if they're actually eligible to be a donor. But we always tell people, even though right now the standards are 5 years post-cancer before you can actually be a donor, we tell people don't take that heart off your license because modern medicine is advancing so quickly, and we would hate for someone to pull themselves off and decide they don't want to be a registered donor and really it come down to the end and maybe they could have saved someone's life. So we always tell people if you've got that giving spirit and you would love to help or do something after your passing, we always kind of tease, don't take your organs to heaven. Heaven knows we need them here. The state of Louisiana has 2,000 people on the transplant waiting list, and nationally, there's over 100,000 people. So this is just one way we can say, look, if I can do something to save someone's life, even at that time, I want to do that. And that usually is symbolized on your license.
And if somebody's trying to do what they perceive to be the right thing, they don't have to vet themselves because that'll happen when the time comes, right?
Absolutely. You know, the doctors and medical staff are prepared. That's what they're trained for. They know how to talk with family members. Even like you said, your license is up for renewal in August. Sometimes people don't put it on their license. There's all those myths and misconceptions that, oh, they won't save me if I have a heart on my license, which is the furthest from the truth because at any time they're not even looking at your license. But, you know, a lot of times family members are approached about giving it's actually, you know, I feel like it's kind of been enhanced as far as the misconceptions with that because we all have those TV dramas or the movies that, you know, all have the scary endings. But, you know, in reality, when someone's eligible to potentially be a donor, there's not even a doctor related to transplant that's talking with the family members. It's a beautiful process as they do approach family to talk to them about what is able to be given and how they can save lives. But also, many times people don't make that decision, whether it's on their license or their ID. And honestly, we do still have a large number of people who give, even though they didn't make that designation. So I do want to add that you had said your license is up for renewal in August. If someone is not going to get their license,
August the 11th, if you wanted to send a card, Nicole, but go ahead, please.
There you go. Well, today is my daughter's 13th birthday.
Well, happy birthday to her.
I will remember that that your birthday is just a few months past hers. But, you know, you can go online to donatelifela.org and register, but also the LA Wallet app that we all have on our phones, because we all did that back during COVID time because we wanted to create a way for us to have our immunization cards and other things. Also now has a way that you can designate your donor status there as well. So we have lots of ways, and if someone's not sure, we can certainly walk them through that process.
When it comes to age, if somebody has to have their license renewed and they're approaching their 50th birthday, should they disqualify themselves? Does age matter in any of this?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love that you asked that question because one of the oldest donors was actually a World War II veteran who was over 90 years old who gave a liver.
Really?
So we always say, you know, don't disqualify yourselves. You never know. You know, and honestly, with living donation, if someone wants to be a living donor, there are some age requirements, but that varies from transplant center to transplant center. And it's always something we tell people if you're interested and you're at that age where you're getting a little bit older, definitely ask the questions. But as far as being a donor and taking that designation off your license, I know some 80 and 90 year old individuals who are healthier and stronger than, you know, people that are, you know, have newborns. So I really think it just matters to, you know, your health and ability at that point in time when you might be able to donate. So age is not a requirement on that.
And I think people need to look at it from the other side of it. If you or a loved one of yours was waiting for a donation, right?
Correct. That's the thing. You know, organ donation really gets personal when it hits close to home. And honestly, most of us are just like, oh, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why we rely on others to just make that decision to try to give and do, you know, what you can. But you're right, you know, and I had thrown out some numbers earlier that there's over 2,000 people in Louisiana waiting, and then 100,000 nationally. But sadly, there's 2,000 children that are waiting, and this is actually Pediatric Transplant Awareness Week. You know, we talk a lot about children who have a need for transplants as well. And so, you know, I think for us, it's a matter of really looking around. One of my favorite things we do every year is a fashion show, and it's amazing to see people's eyes light up when they look around the room and see the individuals who are, you know, modeling clothes from local boutiques and realize that majority of them are either transplant recipients or living donors or donor families. And so I think that, you know, we have so many people impacted in our community. But like you said, when it hits close to home and it infects your family, it definitely becomes more passionate and you know, life-saving and just desperate of that need to have more people understand how much of an impact they can make.
So how do they sign up, Nicole, before we let you go? How do they become an organ donor or a tissue donor?
Absolutely. We make it really easy when you get your license or your ID. They ask that question. You can do that. But as we said, if you're not getting your license renewed, you can certainly go online to donatelifela.org. and click on there to register. Very simply, if you have the LA Wallet app, that's a very easy way to go in, and you can just designate your donor status, and that will actually go into the same database as if you did it at the Office of Motor Vehicles. There are a couple of other ways that you can do it. If you go on your health app on your smartphone, you can also connect to your donor status as well. But if anybody has questions, they're more than welcome to call us. Our local number is 504-558-8900. And we have an 800 number that I'll throw out real quick, which is 1-800-404-0708. And we would be happy to talk anybody through it.
Thank you so much for your work and your efforts, and God bless y'all.
Thank you for having us. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. And happy birthday to your daughter, Nicole Labadot, Executive Director of the Legacy Donor Foundation, 954. We'll find out what Noel's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.